You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Nancy Krebs writes and performs award-winning Catholic inspirational music. Her latest CD is entitled Songs from the Heart, and Nancy is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Bob.
First of all, before we begin, I'm sure some folks are wondering, are they related? And we actually are. I think our great-grandfathers were brothers or something along those lines.
I think that's right, yeah. But we've never met.
This is the first time that we've met, so it's not like a nepotism or
no,
something here.
You know? No.
First of all, we're going to sample some of your music this morning. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how your Catholic music apostolate came about.
Well, actually, it's not a short story. It actually started when I was in high school at Seton High School in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a folk group there, and that was at the first phalanx of musicians that played the guitar in the Mass.
Mm-hmm.
It was revolutionary for the time. And I started writing songs for this group, but they were very Moon in June because I was relying on my own power of inspiration. But I was able to write lots and lots of songs for our group that eventually, the nucleus of that group, were also members of the same parish,
mm-hmm.
Ascension Parish over in Halethorpe. So the three of us, three girls, formed this group and asked our pastor if we could present, you know, a Mass, this kind of music, and he reluctantly said yes. He wasn't a real fan of what he called the Hootenanny Mass. But at any rate, we started playing and singing, and I started writing, and got a lot of success through that. I mean, I really enjoyed that contribution. But time passed. The group sort of just disintegrated. We're still friends, but we went on to different things, like careers and marriages and families. And I just sort of put that singing in church thing aside for a long time. Until 1994, I was invited once again as an adult to come back and sing at my parish that I grew up at.
Hmm.
Meditational style music, totally different than what we used to do. And I was flattered. I was very flattered. My ego was really, you know, sort of assuaged. I went, this is neat. They want me to sing at the church. But God had better plans, and he started to inspire me to write again. This time I did turn that process over to God, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to think the songs are stronger and better because he's a powerful author.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of myself as the music coming through me,
mm-hmm.
To other people. And so it was incumbent upon me to share that music. So first I shared it with my parish, and then the thought started to come to me, actually through the parishioners, who said, can we get one of your tapes? You know, in 1994, people were mostly buying cassettes,
mm-hmm.
instead of CDs, especially older people who were asking me this. Hey, can we get your cassette? I said, oh, I don't have a cassette. They said, well, you should make one. So in 1998, my lovely husband, Pete Baden, said, listen, if you want to record, you know, I will make sure that you are financially solvent. I will take care of it. So that was a tremendous thrill, mm-hmm. and humbling to start putting together songs that I had written, go into a recording studio, make that happen, which took months. And the first CD was called The Journey. And it was really a liturgical, I mean, a walk through the liturgical year, basically, mm-hmm. with different songs that sort of touched on the different seasons of the church year. And then subsequently after that, when you release an album, ironically enough, it just can't sit under your bed. You know, you have these 1,000 albums. You have to do something with them. So I had to start doing concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the concerts grew out of the actual, you know, creation of the album. And I started moving outward. So it's almost like you drop a pebble in the water, the ripples move outward.
Mm-hmm.
So from one parish and one album grew an apostolate that started to reach more parishes, retreat centers, youth groups, senior citizens, women's groups. And then that gave birth to the second album, Love Makes Room, which gave birth to the Christmas album, Come to the Stable, which gave birth to Simple Gifts, the fourth album, and now the fifth album, Songs from the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been since 1998, really, that I started recording. Almost every year have been able to do another recording.
Tell us about Songs from the Heart.
This is a very personal album. I think anyone who would listen to it could relate to it on a personal level. It's an emotional album. Most of the songs are like little complete either stories or thoughts or prayers that each one can stand alone. Mm-hmm. And it builds from the simplest to the most complex. Mm. That's the way I kind of envision the journey through this mm-hmm. in music. And it also includes lots of different musical styles. Mm-hmm. You'll have an a cappella song. You'll have a reggae-inspired song. There is country-inspired songs. There is almost like a jazz blues-inspired song. But all of these are just, they're not fully blown mm-hmm. as a genre. They're sort of hinted at. Mm.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this week is Nancy Krebs, singer and songwriter, and we're talking about her latest CD entitled Songs from the Heart. What are some of your favorite songs from the CD, Nancy?
Well, Bob, I like singing them all. Mm-hmm. You know, I have no favorites as far as singing, but I think that people tell me what their favorite is, and it seems like the first one that they mention is Humility,
mm-hmm.
Which is the second cut on this album. And Humility is, it's based on the Book of Sirach, mm-hmm. actually, which is a beautiful. I mean, if you've never read the Book of Sirach, I encourage you to do so, because it's not long, but it's filled with all sorts of poetry.
Well, let's listen to a little sample of Humility.
Let me in humility bring my love to you. God on high, oh, let me be true to you, to you. Let me have a humble heart that only rests in you. God on high, oh, let me be close to you. Though my pride rears its head and demands I rise to place myself above the rest, why do I want that? My mind exhausts itself in matters too sublime. You matter more than all knowledge, space, and time. So let me in humility.
Any other songs from the CD that you'd like to talk about?
This song, this next one, is called Waiting for Me. And it's based on Hunger and Thirst for God by St. Vincent Pallotti. St. Vincent Pallotti was a 19th century Italian priest, mystic, and founder of the Union of the Catholic Apostolate and the Society of the Catholic Apostolate, known as the Palatines.
Mm-hmm.
They're priests, brothers, and sisters. Mm-hmm. And he was a very simple, little, itty-bitty, tiny man with a tremendous amount of zeal, and he wrote beautifully.
Let's listen to a little bit of Nancy Krebs performing Waiting for Me.
Every day and every night, whether I wake or sleep, whether I think of you or not, you always think of me. In the morning, the evening, whether I drink or read, in your infinite mercy, you are there waiting for me. To notice you, think of you, live in you, love through you, seek only you, honor you.
One of the songs on the CD, Songs from the Heart, has won a very prestigious award. Tell us a little bit about that.
For the last 3 years, I know that EWTN has been sponsoring a contest, a Marian contest, to come up with a song, a Marian-inspired song that they could send that would win in the United States, for instance, or in Canada. They were in charge of both, Canada and the United States, to send to the 20th, or the World Festival of Marian Song that's held in Guatemala. So my song, Queen of Apostles, won for 2004. At the end of it, my song won in the top five awards in the world.
Wow. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Queen of the Apostles, the number one Marian song in the United States and Canada for 2004, and in the top five of the world.
Queen of Apostles, star of the sea, mother of all, oh, hear our plea. Shower your graces on us, gathered here, so we might become apostles of love through your love so dear. As he hung dying, he noticed you crying. He said, look at John there, behold your son. To his disciples, from that moment on, heavenly one, Queen of Apostles, star of the sea, mother of all, oh, hear our plea, shower your graces on us, gathered here, so we might become apostles of love through your love so dear. In that
well, the music is just beautiful. And how can our listeners get a copy of Songs from the Heart, Nancy?
Well, there are several ways. Probably one of the easiest ways is to call our toll-free number, which is 1-866-751-5427. Mm-hmm. Or they can visit my website at www.nancykrebs, that's all sort of lowercase one word, nancykrebs.com. Mm-hmm. And then they can order it right from there. Those are the two ways that I would recommend.
Now, I understand you're going to be giving a performance in our diocese in a few months. Tell us about that.
Well, Saints Peter and Paul, which is a church down, a parish down in Easton, Maryland, mm-hmm. is building a brand new church. And they've invited me to be a part of their week-long festivities for their dedication. Mm-hmm. So in November the 22nd, it's during the week, which mm-hmm. is interesting. It's not a weekend, it's a weeknight, like Tuesday night, I think. November the 22nd at 7 p.m., I'll be performing in concert as part of this week-long celebration.
Great. Cousin Nancy, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
Thank you, Cousin Bob.
So we might become apostles.